BBC News with Gareth Barlow. Britain has recorded its worst daily figure to date for hospital patients with coronavirus who've died, 938. The number of confirmed infections has also risen by 10%. In Italy, there's been further evidence that the pandemic is slowing. The number of people who currently have the virus has risen by just over 1%. The condition of the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, is said to be improving as he spends a third night under intensive care with COVID-19. Officials said Mr. Johnson had been sitting up and engaging positively with those looking after him. The Saudi-led coalition fighting Houthi rebels in Yemen has announced it's halting military operations nationwide in support of efforts to end the five-year war. The initiative, taking effect at noon on Thursday, aims to facilitate the start of UN-brokered peace talks. The US Senator Bernie Sanders has suspended his campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination. The way is now clear for the former Vice President Joe Biden to become the Democratic candidate and challenge President Trump in November. The governor of New York State, Andrew Cuomo, has called for a search into why a higher percentage of people from minority communities are dying from the coronavirus. The mayor of New York City has given figures indicating that Hispanics and Asians, as well as black residents, suffer disproportionately. Sudan has doubled the price of bread in the capital Khartoum from $1 per loaf to $2. It's thought other parts of the country may follow suit. High bread prices triggered mass protests, which led to the downfall last year of President Omar al-Bashir. And the United Nations has warned that a severe coronavirus outbreak in South Sudan would have disastrous consequences for millions of vulnerable citizens. The UN says internally displaced people are particularly at risk. BBC News.